This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy with stability, speed and skill. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India has turned diversity into strength of its democracy. This is the fourth occasion when the Conference of Commonwealth Speakers and Presiding Officers is being held in India. The PM Modi added, "In India, democracy means fast-mile delivery, and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination." Mr. Modi highlighted that early 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years. The Prime Minister said today, UPI in India is the world's largest digital payment system. He said India is the world's largest vaccine and the world number two steel producers. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chona Mei, inaugurated the newly constructed 60-bedded hostel building at Pali Bidyapit Chokam, Namsai district, congratulating the Pali Bidyapit Society and the construction agency for timely completion of the hostel. Mr. Mei acknowledged the growing demand for boarding facilities in the region and assured that the government would explore further expansion of hostel infrastructure. He reaffirmed the government's continued support through annual grants in aid and infrastructure funding, emphasizing the importance of preserving linguistic and cultural heritage. The Deputy Chief Minister stressed the need to strengthen teaching of Pali language and local scripts, particularly the Thai Khamti script, and encourage the institution to include local language education as part of its academic curriculum. He also urged to work towards digitization and restoration of rare manuscripts housed in the institution's museum. Arunachal Pradesh is all set to receive 152 trained NCC cadet volunteers, including 80 girls cadet, as first responders to disaster management eventualities. With the successful conclusion of the combined annual training camp 157 Yuva Apda Mitra program at Dehradun Government College, Itanagar. The camp was organized by 1 Arunachal Pradesh Battalion, National Cadet Corps, with a major emphasis on disaster preparedness and response. The core focus of the camp was Yuva Apda Mitra training on disaster management and response systems conducted by the Arunachal Pradesh State Disaster Management Authority. The two students from Government High Secondary School, Chokam Namsai, Nang Sujata Jeno and Kusum Kumari Mishra, will represent Arunachal Pradesh as special guests at the 77th Republic Day Parade in New Delhi on January 26, 2026. Mentored by Moirang Them Surchan Singh, they earned this honor through their project on plastic waste management in the National School Innovation Marathon under Atal Innovation Mission, Niti Aayog, showcasing practical solutions for a sustainable future. The Government High Secondary School Chokam is the only school from Arunachal Pradesh selected, highlighting the growing impact of youth-led innovation in the Northeast. A three-day state-level workshop on the career guidebook and My Career Advisor mobile application was successfully conducted at the State Council of Educational Research and Training, Itanagar, with the objective of strengthening career guidance and counseling support for students across the state. The book and the app are designed to help students make informed decisions about their academic and career pathways. The National Research Center on Mithun with Jumlo Mungku Mithun Farmer Federation conducted a farmers interaction program at Ryu Village, Siang, where over 80 farmers learned scientific Mithun production practices, including breeding, health management, and semi-intensive farming techniques. The Indian Army's Gajraj Corps inaugurated the newly renovated Dharma Mati School at Jang in Tawang District under Project Sadbhavna, marking another meaningful step towards strengthening education, national integration and community welfare in border villages. The renovation project has substantially upgraded the school's educational and residential infrastructure, contributing to improved learning outcomes and student welfare. The initiative includes a fully functional computer laboratory, a well-stocked library and a recreational hall equipped with a smart interactive panel. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.